The new year is almost here, and if you're looking to shed off some holiday pounds before beak season, well, look no further and head on down to Slight Edge Fitness Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts. Owned and operated by our guy, Quincy legend, Craig Kelly. You will be assured that you are getting the best training around. They believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training and have been leading the charge at their state-of-the-art fitness facility since 2020. Their staff is actively enriching the lives of members and creating a community of like-minded people who love being healthy and strong. They are helping you to get in shape and teaching you how to maintain your health and fitness. Group fitness classes as well as one-on-one personal training sessions are available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com and also follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. If you're looking to get back in shape or trying to get a slight edge on the competition, this gym is for you. Check out Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts, and tell them the boys from Steel and Naz sent you. Episode 137 here. Welcome to Steel and Naz. Special Saturday edition with Anton and Magic Mike in the house. Official NFL week one picks. We were trying to do this earlier in the week, but you know, people are working, people are drinking, people are effing, you know, all the above.
Effing.
That's news to you?
I mean, it's a podcast. So you can just say fuck it. Yeah.
Why are we censoring?
No, I'm not censoring.
I kind of like that.
I just wanted to get it out there without being too aggressive. Like I said, presented by Heads Better, sponsored by
Porn Star Draft.
Slight Edge Fitness and Performance on 101 French Avenue. Craig Kelly. Hey, we got the softball tournament next week. I don't think they've won a game in the last 2 years. I think things turn around. I think the tide turns next week and they get a W.
Shout out to him. He's at a Rhode Island game, looks like, with a client.
There we go.
University of Rhode Island.
Support. Somebody support must have troops.
Worked. Yeah, guys out in the field making plays. He got that slight edge in performance at 101 French Ave.
You know what you got? You got some power a little bit ago from the law offices of Patrick J. Foley.
I did.
Big shout out to them too. He was on last week. He'll be on in a couple of months. Our little quarterly review of the NFL football season. Big shout out to him. I think he was a ceremonial coin flipper at the Archbishop Williams football game last night, right down the way.
Wow,
stories.
That guys are doing big things.
Yeah, that's all they do.
And no shout out to fucking Seaport Social.
Yeah, not none at all.
Anti shout out to them.
Anton, haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. How are you doing?
I'm alive.
You're alive, not really near the mic again, and.
I'm getting used to this new room here.
I'm just shocked that he doesn't have his Big Ten.
I mean, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
I got an 8-pack of neutrals sitting in front of me. You don't want a neutral?
I don't want a neutral, no.
Wow. Different guy. Who is this guy? We got to interview him.
That's why I was asking him. I was asking how things were going.
No, I mean, I guzzled two bottles of wine last night.
There we go.
Nothing's changed.
Can you just go back to neutral right now?
No, I feel perfectly fine.
I had like six beers last night. I'm fucking hurt.
I mean, that's a normal Tuesday night for
Anton. It could be.
I just got to shout out Malachi's softball. Game 7 coming. Darcy's, we want that ass.
There you go. And next Saturday,
we're coming for that ass.
They want that A.
Week from today, September 16th at Faxon Park in Oak Brook Park. In Quincy, Massachusetts, we will be having our third annual Steel and Naz charity softball tournament, raising money for cystic fibrosis awareness in memory of Dan and Dennis Elvin, two great Quincy legends. A lot of people are going to come out. Got a 50-50 raffle going. The boys are going to be out there and having a day. Hopefully some good weather.
Plan on bringing that trophy back home. It's in my bedroom right now.
That thing's going to smell, right?
No, but like when I'm doing some F and I like to hold it, do the Christian Bale and look in the mirror.
I like how you kept the F'ing. Are you going to bring it if you guys beat Darcy's this week? Are you, like, because no, I don't think there's a trophy.
I was told not to do that.
Oh, really? Why not?
It could be bad luck to have it in the building like that.
They do that at every championship.
No, but it's not, it's a Steel and Naz trophy. He's saying, am I going to bring it for game 7? Of the league, there's no trophy for that league.
No, there's no trophy. You just get money.
I might have to go out and buy.
Are you on the payroll there? Are you going to be getting part of that?
I'm not getting that money, but that's okay. I'm actually really. There's no trophy.
There's no trophy. There's none.
All right, I might have to bring this.
That's what I'm saying. Just keep, keep it in your trunk. And if you win, you bring it out. If you don't, you leave it in.
Yeah. We're winning, so I'm not even worried. I'm definitely bringing 7 bottles of champagne. Several. Lots of champagne.
All right. Well, moving on to a dandy week one NFL slate. Start with the Eagles, the defending NFC champions on the road against I almost said Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Mac Jones and the New England Patriots. It's Tom Brady Day. They're going to honor him at halftime. Should be a hell of a scene. Magic, who do you like in this game? I think the spread is 4.5.
I picked last week, but it's either Tom Brady plays and the Pats win or Eagles blow their brakes off. Also, I'm just realizing this now. Why are the defending champions playing an away game for their opener?
Defending NFC. They did not win the Super Bowl.
Good start.
And the NFC champions start.
The Chiefs just fucking played at home.
I take that back. Never mind.
You know, there's no way you're back to neutral right now.
No. But I stick by my picks. I think I really do have some, like, the smallest bit of hope that Tom's, like, coming back for the year.
He's not coming back.
I know that's
nuts. They're doing, like, a giant ceremony for him.
He just...
What better way for him to be like, I'm not fucking leaving, and Jordan Belfort it? Like, it would be...
Mike, you can't make
it. It would be the all-time moment. What do you
think? He's been secretly meeting and practicing? Like,
they have a whole team.
If he puts on pads tomorrow, he'd get killed.
You're nuts. You're acting like... You think Tom's just been sitting around lounging?
It doesn't matter. He's just not... He's not...
He just agreed to be a consultant for Delta.
Sounds like an easy part-time job. Anyone could do that.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyone could be a consultant for Delta.
They had like the interview with the CEO of Delta or whatever. He's like, oh, he's just going to motivate my troops. I'm like, easy money grab for this guy. He doesn't have to do shit.
Same thing with Birmingham FC. He's like, they're like, yeah, he's brought in to be like a promotional. No, he's like an advisor because he's a winner.
He's going to go in for one day.
Birmingham FC is like the worst French, like worst soccer team. Like,
he's going to give a nice 15-minute speech about winning and like competitive nature, and then that's it. That's the money grab.
Would you not be pumped up for a flight after hearing from your manager? Tom?
I'd fly like I've never flown before. Like cleaning the cum off my pants. Like I'd be for days.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then the soccer guys, I think you'd get pumped for a little bit, but then I know Anton's our soccer guy in this pod. I don't really know. But they'd probably get pumped even if they were like inspired to win.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, Birmingham FC, I probably have them don't even know who he is. Like, the guy from Senegal, their striker from Senegal has never heard of fucking American football.
What is he doing for them?
He's on their board of advice. I don't know. He's like the same thing he's doing for Delta.
He's really diversifying his portfolio.
It's
here.
A money grab.
He's whoever with Hertz, Delta, Birmingham FC.
Whoever literally tweets his Twitter account, because I don't think it's him. It could be him.
Yeah, it's after a rough divorce, after taking pay cut after pay cut from the Patriots, he's just trying to get that money up.
Yeah, isn't he on the DraftKings board too? Their board is like Michael Jordan's on that.
Go sign with Barstool. Be smart, Tom.
He would be terrible at Barstool.
He would. He'd be good for he should do an interview with like PMT or something. That'd be cool.
Oh yeah. Well, probably Dave.
Yeah.
He's definitely their white whale, like left on the list of people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All of them. I know it's Handsome Hank. Shout out Handsome Hank. That's his white whale.
Friend of the pod. Anton, who do you like here? The Pats hosting the Eagles, 4-point underdogs at home.
I actually think the line is so ridiculous that the Patriots are going to cover. They may even win. I really think they're not as bad. I mean, if the offensive line can just be more than just like a fucking bag of sticks, they're okay. That rookie D tackle is a little bit scary to me. He's had a hell of a preseason, Jalen Carter. But I'm not too worried. There's something about this game. I think we're gonna surprise, and I do think we cover at least.
Yeah, I think there's a couple red flags. You said that with the offensive line, hopefully Mac Jones gets the ball out quicker. Hopefully they devise more plans of, you know, dump outs with, you know, this duo running back.
Ramondre didn't practice Friday either.
They said he's playing, though, so he'll be good to go. The corners, someone's not playing. I'm trying to remember who was not playing.
Marcus Jones.
No, Jack Jones.
Jack Jones.
But on the other side, they said Christian Gonzalez is going to step up. Now, I think that's a part where – things could get a little, because they got, you know, good receivers everywhere. They got Devonta Smith, they got AJ Brown. But you know, I think I think the Patriots here are gonna pull the upset. This is I'm gonna pick another one from my dog of the week, but I think the Patriots here, this is the perfect opportunity. If they're playing Philly like 5-6 games in, where Philly could get momentum, could get on a roll, like that's probably a worse situation where to play him. But you know, opener at home, fans behind you,
Tom Brady day, doing a lot of effing.
No, but I think it's an important game for Mac Jones, you know, to get out in front. He doesn't necessarily have to throw for like 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. He just has to not fuck the game up.
Yeah, 400 yards and 3 touchdowns.
No, he's not gonna have that.
I just said he's not gonna have
that. No, I mean, could he ever?
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
I think anyone in the NFL could on a bright day.
I mean, any given Sunday.
I think it's been kind of already compared a lot, is you know, just how Jared Goff managed the game against the Chiefs. Now, the Eagles don't, you know, aren't going to drop every single ball that Mahomes just throws in their lap, but you know, if he just doesn't turn the ball over and he you know, has some good drives in him, the defense is a good defense.
And I know Hurts has a good arm, but Patriots defense the past couple of years has been devised to stop any running quarterback. I mean, you see the Lamar Jackson of the world. I know he won last year, but they've done a pretty good job containing at least the up front. I like their rookie there, Deion White, obviously, Matt Judon, and Josh Uche. They're prominently the top defenders on the team. I see an upset here. I think week one, they're going to set the tone. They're going to set the table here. Everyone's picking the Eagles. Even though, like, I could laugh tomorrow, they could lose by 30, and it's like a 4-point spread. Are you shitting me? But, you know, I like the Patriots at home, man, opener.
I'm with you.
No surprise.
No surprise.
I'm a little surprised from my time, but no surprise from you.
I'm not a homer. I talk shit when I want to talk shit.
Fair.
I think
when they suck tomorrow, I expect a shit festival next week.
Yeah, no, I'll be all over them. They got a tough schedule to start.
I don't give a fuck about a tough schedule. If they look like shit tomorrow, tell the people how it is.
425.
They're gonna suck this year.
425 game. Suck. I like the 425 games. 1 o'clock. You get a little early sometimes.
Oh, I love that. Week one, 1 o'clock, it's like I'm sitting there with a boner in my
Stevie
pants.
Stevie Nash's
like,
house?
Second I wake
hot tub. New cabana painted.
Hey, looked really good the other day. Big shout out to Magic Mike management.
Magic Mike painting?
Yeah.
He sent me a picture. You know how he has like the all of his like positions on the wall? He's like, do you want this?
They called me because there's like, there's a wall and like a side and a side. They're like, oh, should we do red, blue, red? And I'm like, that's way too much red. So did you even paint the left side? You can admit here.
I did.
I got one coat
of fresh paint.
I went over there and I made the decision.
We all made.
With a bottle of Tito's in your hand?
Yep.
Yeah, perfect.
Best painting job ever. Thank you, Stevie Nazaro. Shout out to you.
So we have two people taking the Patriots and Magic Mike all over the Eagles.
Unless the improbable happens and the GOAT returns.
Justin, you got a mic there? You want to? Who do you think's going to win?
My mic's not on, but I'll take the Patriots.
Oh, God. All right. So
we got a third Patriots guy.
We got third Patriots guy.
You guys are all nutcases.
We got some homers in
Big
here.
Big time homers in here. It's going to be a new year. New year for you guys.
My thing is, I haven't changed my narrative since the schedule came out. I have had this game circled thinking they're going to win. So if they lose,
of course you did.
If they lose, why? Of course I did.
Because you want to believe that the Patriots are going to be different and better this year, and you want to believe that we're going to get back to neutral. Or
I just don't
want that. Let me just ask you this: like
they could definitely get blown out tomorrow.
What made you say I'm gonna? I have had this game circled. When did you circle this game as a win? Like when did you decide the Patriots are going to fucking win?
When the training camp started?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think that like, people are talking so much shit about their receivers. The receivers are not that bad. The only question marks, which you brought up, was their offensive line. I think that running back tandem could be really good this year.
Mac Jones is a question mark.
He's definitely a question mark, but you know what? I think he's in a
different. I don't think the receivers aren't question marks. I think I'm not upset with having them, but
I think the guy to look out for, and everyone's talking about, you know, Parker, Juju and Bourne. I think DeMario Douglas can make a big impact on this team in terms of the short game all season long. I think there was a reason why after the first preseason game, they didn't show him at all because they didn't want to give any teams tape or anything like that. I think look out for him. I'm not saying that he's going to have a big game tomorrow, but I think he could have a really good season in terms of, you know, 500 yards.
I mean, I think it's a Patriots roster with six wide receivers on the roster. I don't think we're going to see a big season out of any of them.
I don't think big, but I think they could all contribute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and then the running backs, I like the obviously like the running backs here. Stevenson has shown he was one of the more predominant guys. Mm-hmm. I think Elliott's going to get more pull than he did, you know, last season with the Cowboys. It'll be interesting to see if that guy's got anything left in the tank, and we'll find out pretty damn early if he does.
Jimmy Askins over there is going to be tweeting his ass off. Like, you bet your ass you're going to have him in real time.
He's hurt.
He was loving you guys the other day. He was all about Detroit.
He wants to get Jam back together. Shout out. Shout out the Jam Squad.
The Jam Squad. Was that COVID?
Yep.
Yeah. Love it.
James Anton Mike. Magic. Whatever. We were a hell of a crew.
Hell of a crew. We're gonna get to our locks of the week. Do you guys have locks of the week, or are you guys?
Yeah, I do. I don't love it.
I'm gonna go.
Give me something better.
So everyone's been talking up this team all off season, saying they're the team that's gonna, you know, defy expectations. I'm calling bullshit. San Francisco on the road against the Steelers. San Fran favored by 2. Everyone's taking the Steelers the upset here. That's people's upset of the week. Brock Purdy, that defense, the boys. Joey Bosa. Is it Joey Bosa?
Yeah.
Yep.
He needs an extension.
He just got an extension the other day. He said he's perfect shape. Probably defensive player of the year. One of the top guys, at least candidacy. I'm taking the Niners here, no doubt, at least by 10 points.
At least by 10. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, it's a lot. I like it.
You got a lock?
Yeah, I mean, actually, speaking of winning by 10, it's the Ravens. I mean, Houston is a college team. Lamar's a healthy game one, you know what I mean? He's going to be fucking ripping and roaring. I think they do think that Houston is a bit stronger and better, but, I mean, it's a rookie quarterback going against the Ravens defense. I just don't see how it's not a blowout.
Our boy Zay's NFL debut.
He could go off.
I think he's gonna be unbelievable. I think maybe not like
you so can't say unbelievable. And take it back.
No, maybe not. I'm saying maybe not unbelievable like in terms of numbers this year. But he's gonna be one of those guys who gets a nifty extension when the time comes.
The thing is with is Lamar is he never has a wide receiver that's like a true one like that. He like even if he has the talent there, he never makes a true run ride. Like he has Andrews, but
yeah, he likes to run.
Will Zay be the number one receiver on that team?
Odell
I mean,
Beckham.
They have Bateman too.
They
I mean,
Beckham?
They, yeah,
and he's number one.
Well, yeah. They have Bateman. I think he's probably the best of the bunch.
I don't agree. I think they have him at 3.
I don't care what number he's at.
Oh, good. Good. You don't care what number?
No.
Piece of shit.
We don't care about numbers.
Yeah.
Zay's going to be number one in the fans' hearts and in Lamar's heart. He's going to find him early and often.
How much bigger do you think his place now than the apartment we went into last year?
Oh, he's probably living La Vida Loca. I hope he's not living in fucking Baltimore. I'll tell you that.
Probably some nice place.
He lives in Florida, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's from Florida, but I'm sure he has a spot.
I guarantee he's got a hell of a mansion in Florida that hopefully maybe one day we're lucky enough to get into.
I think they said,
I don't see how we
they
will,
said his signing bonus was $7
million. Yeah, that went right to a mansion and jet skis and a yacht. And whatever else you can think of.
Yeah.
Is that as far as you go as your rich people thinking? Is
that a strip club? I'd buy a strip club.
Well,
I'd buy myself a strip club. Cash revenue. What's the passive income? Some place to go on the weekends. My lock of the week.
A little laughing going.
You could call it. I'll think of a good name for you, Zay. Give me a little bit. I'm going to be thinking about that.
Got to use flour somewhere.
Sharon Flowers. Or
that, I was going to. The what?
I said Sharon Flowers, but no, that was just kind of prototype.
Jesus.
I don't know. Sharon.
We'll think of it. It's there. It's on the tip of our tongues.
The girls are sharing their flowers. I don't know.
The tip of the flower? No. Yeah. My luck of the week is the Bucks versus the Vikings.
Bucks versus the Vikings.
The Bucks onslaught begins this week.
But that's your dog of the week.
No, that's their underdogs?
They're 5-point underdogs.
Who, the Bucks?
Yeah,
I'm just putting it as a lock.
Okay, so that's a lock. So are you taking the spread or are you taking the win? 5-point
spread.
Give me the
spread.
Win. The win? You're getting
Give
the win?
Give me the win.
Okay. Any analysis at all? Baker Mayfield's year? MVP?
Yep, all of that.
Mike Evans already wants out.
I mean, in fair,
Mike Evans is still there. If we can, that is my dog of the week. I think Baker Mayfield's going to go for 3 touchdowns this week. I think he's
400 yards too.
Yeah, maybe. Honestly, he could hit that.
A real quarterback. Baker should be in fucking New England. He's going to take it to these fucking Vikings. That's a lock. It's a lock and a dog.
Kirk Cousins got a pretty big
Big fucking. He's a loser. he can't win.
Why can't he win?
Because he never has.
And he never.
I think
will.
They went like, weren't they like 14-2 like 2 years ago?
No, they were nasty last year. I think they won like 13 games.
Yeah,
like
there's that last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the game? Is it in Minnesota?
Yeah, it's in Minnesota.
It's warm. It's
nice little dome.
Yeah, I love it, Baker. This is Baker's year.
I'm not saying it's Baker's year. I'm just saying
I don't really know much about Baker. Like, has he been good?
You can't just start putting these definitive statements out there.
What I'm doing. Has he been good? Is he
No, he's been horrible.
He's not like, is he?
He's been pretty bad.
He's not good. He's like a backup.
He can sling, though. He can sling.
That's what I needed to hear.
He's got weapons.
He can sling in maybe the right environment.
Like, stop.
Maybe.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm putting a little magic on.
Breaking news. You got an alert? Anyone got an alert? No, like, can you, like, anyone got the, boom, that's what I was looking for. Patriots add Bailey Zappe back to the 53-man roster and release Matt Corral.
Oh.
Thoughts?
I'm pissed. I hate Zappe.
I'm a Zappe rider.
Yeah, honestly, you guys shouldn't be able to be Patriots fans.
He gets so mad when I bring up the word Zappe. This kind of tells me that they're going to probably, if no one picks up Corral, they're going to...
The NFL changed the league rules where you can't have that emergency quarterback, and that's what they did. They pulled a fast one, and that's why Corral, he was like the emergency quarterback.
Well, first of all, you got to let me talk before, you know... Let me get it going.
When have I ever done
this? Here we go.
So Matt Corral, they're going to cut him, and then when no one takes him on waivers, they're just going to swap these guys. He's going to go to the practice squad. Bailey Zappe's getting called up for the game tomorrow.
Yeah. Who gives a shit?
I it was on my phone. I thought, breaking news. Let's let it rip. Why not?
They're going to wish they signed Baker by end of year.
I don't know. I think this whole Baker, it was funny at first, but now it's kind of getting annoying.
No, it's not. You don't even know. He hasn't played yet. Tomorrow is a big day for him. It is for Mac.
If he throws 4 picks, you owe everyone in here 100 bucks each.
No, but I will buy a 30 next. I'll buy something.
Milk?
I'll milk myself.
I love how
he gets 4 touchdowns and a win, you're milking yourself.
Oh, shake the shake. You're a puss.
You're a puss. Talking all the...
Adam's doing zero.
Mayfield talks getting a little annoying. You're annoying.
I'm not talking about Baker.
Zero effing yada you.
Put your mouth where your fucking balls are and fucking milk yourself.
Why would I put my mouth where my balls are?
I don't know, man. I'm fucking neutral.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
make the bet. Crazy. Make the bet.
I mean, I'll make the bet, but this is crazy. He's not going to throw 4 touchdown passes.
What the... He's probably not going to throw 4 interceptions, so let's just make
the bet.
Let's
make the bet.
There we go. We're going to milk challenge.
I'm not even in it. You know, if he throws 4 touchdowns on 1 pick, it doesn't count.
What?
Fine. We're going to play semantics.
So if he throws 4 interceptions and 1 touchdown, does it count?
Nope. Yeah, it doesn't count.
Yeah. Okay. We just made it stupid.
So just cancel the bet.
Let's make a new bet where that part doesn't count, and it still is. If either of those things happen, we milk ourselves.
Okay. So it's four each.
I mean, that's an extreme amount of either side. I don't know what's more likely.
They're neither probably likely, but either way, if he does one, I'm right. If he does the other, I have to pick a new team.
Zappe. He's getting mad over there already.
I was right, and there's in no fucking Patriots fan is being responsible.
How are you right?
He should have never, ever, ever
Why?
been even thought about being the starter. People were calling for him to be the starter. Because
he had a bad preseason. Who gives a fuck about preseason?
He got fucking cut.
Yeah, to get to make room on the team for different positions.
There you go. If you think he can be a viable starting quarterback in the NFL,
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
that's what he did last year. So you have no right because you're a fucking moron.
He just loves talking over people. Doesn't let anyone talk to themselves. He could be the best option on the team. That's what I've said the entire time. He could be better than Mac Jones.
That's sad.
Believing in Mac, I'm trying to believe in Mac.
I took the Patriots this week.
I took the Patriots this week.
I know you did. You're going to be sadly wrong tomorrow. I want to lick the tears off your face, especially. Justin and Nonton are just making strategic bets. You're a homer, and you know why you picked them.
How are they making circled? How are they making strategic bets?
I mean, I never bet with the Patriots.
He doesn't. I don't think either of them are huge Patriots guys. I just like a game circled on your calendar for whatever reason.
It's game one, exactly. That's why you had it circled
on your calendar because you're excited for the Patriots to come back because you want them to be good. You want your home team to be good again.
I said last week they're going to finish 7-10.
Like, you don't want that, though.
I can see Adam just sitting at home.
Of course I don't want that. But that's what's going to happen.
He comes around, he buys a calendar.
Hey, real quick, I will say, just going to throw a quick stat out there.
Circles the Eagles one. Friday night.
The team that's coming off of losing the Super Bowl.
I can just see it.
I saw this the other day. They're 4-18 against the spread on opening day. And then last year, home underdogs of 3 points or more covered the spread on like a 2-1 basis. So if we factor both of those in, it says the Patriots will at least cover.
So you know what that means?
That's strategic betting, by the way. Naz, if you want an analysis,
that just another way. Fuck off, Magic. That's what that meant.
Yeah. Tell me. Those are great stats. Thank you, Justin.
That's what producers do.
I love that shit. That got me hard. That got me wanting to bet him, but I'm not going to because stats can only go so far, and this team doesn't got it.
So getting back on the dog of the week, I have my own. Dolphins on the road at the Chargers. They're, 3-point dogs. I think this guy is a Brandon Staley, Zach Staley.
Brandon Staley.
He's probably the worst coach in the NFL. Everyone hypes up Herbert. Great player. Don't get me wrong, but that team always takes steps back. I like the Dolphins here. They have an explosive offense. I know they're missing Jalen Ramsey on defense, but really like this. At least Dolphins to win here. I don't know how much they're going to win this season, but I think definitely a win in SoFi's come Sunday afternoon. Book it.
That's going to be a score fest. It's just
I'm personally taking the over on that, but that's not what we came here to do. For dog picks, we didn't come here to take over.
You never let me take overs on anything.
Because then you just blab about fucking minor league baseball like you usually do for fucking 10 minutes.
It has nothing to do with it.
It has everything to do with it.
You guys are let me take overs on anything.
Oh my god.
Give us over of the week. Probably that one?
No.
It's probably that one.
That's a high over.
It's 50.
51 and a half.
Give me the Bears.
Adam always just fucking makes up lines.
Are the Bears an underdog versus the Packers?
They're edgy favorites. Like, it's a one. So it's basically
pick 'em. All right, I'll pick some. What about the Raiders, Broncos?
Raiders are dogs by 3.5 points.
Give me the Raiders. Is it home?
It's
on the road.
Fuck.
I don't love it,
but yeah. Give me the Raiders. That's my dog of the week.
They had a squad go to Jalen Jones' house the other day to convince him to stay on the team.
Love that.
He didn't want to play on Josh McDaniels' team, I guess.
Camaraderie.
Can you elaborate on that, please?
I love that. I wish they took him out for like a nice dinner at Caesar's.
But maybe watch the Bellagio Fountains. Do you think it's bad like they had to do that?
No. Yeah. I think that's good camaraderie. That's really bad. I think you're underestimating.
He said he didn't want to play.
A little nice night at D&B, You think that's just a good thing?
I think it's good. I think that's Vegas for you.
Do you think they just like locked them in a fucking whorehouse?
Sometimes if we were all in Vegas as a podcast crew, we'd have to do a sit down. One of us would be getting a little too wild, wanting to leave, and we'd have to sit you down and tell you gotta stay.
Why don't we do this at Club Alex's today then?
You wanna go there?
No, fine. I don't at all.
Don't bring it up then.
That's fair.
Because I'll fucking go.
That's fair. Monday night game. Last pick of the night. Monday night game, September 11th. The Jets have been hyped up all summer long. Hard Knocks.
This is a good game.
Jets hosting the Bills. Bills 2.5 favorites. The Jets don't want to just say they work hard. They want to. I don't know. Something that Robin Salah said that just didn't stick with me well. Clearly, I don't know.
The opening scene with like the crow.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is just more bunch of malarkey.
Is it at Jet home?
Yeah, it's at my life. Anton, who do you like in this game?
You know what? I'm on the Rodgers bandwagon this year, I think. If it goes bad early, I could see it being a disaster, but I don't think so. You know, him with some weapons, I think Garrett Wilson's going to be an absolute monster this year. And that defense is absolutely nuts. Sauce Gardner's, I think, probably the best cornerback in the
definitely
league. So their defensive line is awesome. I don't know. I mean, Josh Allen's great. But, you know, you still have the Stephon Diggs drama. You don't really know how that's going. Jets are home, right?
Yes, it seemed like Diggs.
I guess it's both at home. It's in New York.
I saw him on the Pat McAfee show the other day. Seemed like he was ready to roll.
I think Aaron Rodgers is that good of a quarterback. It will be interesting to see as he changes teams. You know, if he can turn those loser Jets into a winner. That's a great feat, and yeah. I think he really wants to do that.
Yeah, I think on the other hand, the only thing I'll compare Aaron Rodgers to Tom Brady about is switching teams at the end of his career. Tom Brady didn't have an easy transition right out of the get-go. Bills, you know, pretty hot team, not being talked about at all about, you know, winning the Super Bowl, even winning the division itself. I think they're going to come into MetLife. They're going to set the tone Monday. I think they're going to win by, I think, a good 2 touchdowns. I think they're going to smoke them.
Give me the Jets. 9-11. 9-11, you're nuts.
I think everyone is like, every team who plays is like.
Yeah. It's New York harder. I don't know how you can say it doesn't.
They're both from New York. I get that.
Yeah, but they're from
Buffalo. Is Buffalo.
Yeah. All right. Fair. No rebuttal.
And the Bills defense isn't the same as it was in the past.
I think they say Jordan Poyer's out, who's a good safety on that team. They lost Trayman Edmonds, who I think is on the Bears.
9-11 night is bigger than Tom Brady night. So I
I mean,
and Aaron Rodgers stepping into his first game, like I think they win by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, you're not gonna convince me here to like to like go against the 9-11. It's not a big night.
But me and Anton will be on the right side of this one.
All right, so Jets,
Justin, who you got?
I like Buffalo.
He likes Buffalo, so.
I'm on the Rodgers bandwagon. Is really why I'm kind of so standing by this pick.
You're standing with our lawyer.
Actually, you know what? Since
he's got them for Super Bowl.
Well, I
are you that nuts?
No, how is that nuts? I don't think it's nutty.
They're making the Super. Yeah, it would depend if they have that crazy of a year. I don't know. I can't see the Jets in the Super Bowl first year for him.
It's hard to see the Jets in the Super Bowl. I agree.
I couldn't see the Bucks in the Super Bowl back in the day.
If they trade for Mike Evans, look out. If they can get Mike Evans too,
I don't see how these
some more reinforcements to Tampa.
But like DeAndre Hopkins going to Tennessee, it's like, why couldn't we just get him? Why couldn't we just get a wide receiver that can do something extra? I'm so mad.
I agree.
I get $16 million, but we have like the third lowest payroll.
Yeah,
it bothers me.
He didn't even get
now. He has like Malik Willis thrown him.
They gave Elliott like nothing to come on this team. They could have paid Dalvin Cook. They didn't. So they paid
Elliott fits less. Us better.
I think he does too. But I mean, Dalvin Cook's still in the prime of his career.
But it's what you need. I mean, we have Ramondre Stevenson, who's just I prefer over Dalvin Cook.
Agreed. But I mean, there's so many plays. You know, put running two running backs is not a big deal.
So you want to pay someone $11 million to kind of at our strongest? You got
paid
position.
$8 million. Whatever. It's not that bad.
$10 million. Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
When you could have paid $16 million for a position of need.
Good preview for next week. I'll give you guys a nice shout out. Detroit, you know, covered, got the win. We all lost.
Thank you.
Vikings at
the two pioneers of Thursday Night Football, picking right.
Yeah, Vikings at the Eagles. That'll be a good one next week. There's no spread or anything right now, so we'll save that for social media.
You couldn't pick that one anyways. I got to see how they do against the Patriots.
Yeah, you got to see. Yeah. Seeing God.
When they murder them, when they murder the Pats, I'm probably going Eagles all day.
I had a college football segment, but all that's happening today, so you're not going to be hearing it really. So yeah. Maybe you'll hear it tomorrow, but does Deion Sanders beat Nebraska today?
Yes.
I think...
Did you see his pregame speech today?
No.
Not in our house?
Oh, not in our house.
He was saying some stuff.
Don't put it on.
He was saying some stuff, and it was motivational for sure.
I would
coach is motivating.
Oh my God. That's like me saying the fans are in the stands.
is Deion effing before the game, too?
If you saw the video, you'd get it.
If you saw it, you'd get it.
He's got my kind of coaching. He's got my kind of coaching style.
Mike, they all do it.
Yeah, but he's a little off.
Yeah, he's Coach Burn.
Bill wouldn't do what he did. When you see the video, Bill would not have done that.
And if Bill did, it would hit so hard. It would hit harder than Deion ever could. Imagine Bill pulling that out. And he probably does a little bit.
What else we got here? So college football, that was kind of our second there.
You didn't even pick your picks.
No, I think Colorado's going to win. I bet them on Wednesday.
I think everybody and their mother's taking Colorado. I would take the Nebraska line, no problem.
You think?
I would.
You're a hater. You're a big time hater.
I'm just petrified of Vegas. Like, they just own me.
You got that right. Yeah. I like to say his
son is that haunts your dreams.
I think his son's a potential, you know, Heisman Trophy winner. I think he's that good. The kid Travis Hunter probably going to be a future number one pick.
I mean, TCU's not that good though either. I think that we were ranked, so it's like looks better.
But yeah, good enough.
Not taken away from the Colorado win,
but they're I know Colorado's in the Pac-12 now, but that was a pure Big 12 game. Like everyone's throwing up 40 points
on Nebraska's you. Big 10, you know, they got some big ass dudes.
Like, are they Big 10? I don't even know.
I don't know the conference.
The conference is crazy. That whole Lions
game. They got the cornfield guys, you know what I mean? Playing O-line, the just massive. Wisconsin, in Iowa, like they always have massive O-line and tight ends.
No, they had Caleb Williams' dad come out the other day. Caleb Williams just won the Heisman, projected number one pick this upcoming draft. They had his dad come on, be like, yeah, if it's not the right situation, aka if Arizona tanks and they, you know, don't have the best GM stuff, we're gonna stay in another year because he's already making NLA money. He's already making like $5 to $10 million as it is. So why would he come out when he can just play another year and still be making money?
Oh, that's a great. That's why college did that. But
yeah, it's crazy. And then everyone's just hitting the transfer.
The transfer portal. I don't love.
I hate it. I hate it. It has kids quit too. It's just, they're just quitting on teams.
Yeah. Exactly. It gives like the college kids power, and that's like, I don't know. Like, I mean, if you signed to, I don't know. I think it's maybe I'm getting old. Well, maybe it's my old age.
The quarterback on Rice the other day who got shit pumped by Texas or someone. It was his fourth. Fourth team in 4 years. He played. He started at four different schools.
Yeah, well,
it's fucking nuts.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
No loyalty. That'll affect him in the draft.
He's not sniffing the draft pile.
you have the same chance of getting drafted as that kid.
Hey, you know what though? How many different chicks he probably take down from different parts of the country?
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's just fine. He doesn't want the draft. Is he getting paid at all?
I would hope so.
I'm guessing like a car dealer, who loves the
minimum,
team, like
minimum
the
wage,
little Hyundai deal.
Yeah,
he's got a little Hyundai.
He's gonna have a yeast infection by now.
He might be all right.
He might be all right. You never know. Little AL East talk. I officially canceled the Red Sox season the other day. This is what I'm talking about. So the Red Sox were playing the Rays the other day, and the Rays. I think we got the first game. This was like the second game. And the Rays were giving the Red Sox every chance to win this game. Brandon Lau was blowing it. He was dropping fly balls. He was, you know, making wrong throws. And I was literally had the text in my hand getting ready to say, Brandon Lau fucking sucks. Walk off 3-run homer. I deleted that real quick. But the Red Sox are done. I think they're like 6 games back. They're
closer to last place than the wild card.
Right? Yeah. So that's Yankees have won a couple. Like I was watching that game a little bit last night. The Orioles look pretty scary to me. I think the winner this year is going to be in the NL, but you know, great teams to watch, the Rays, the Orioles.
I mean, the Red Sox when they gave up on Barraclough, and then they did it again. They're leaving their pitchers out to dry.
They should be ashamed.
Was it Baron Claude when he like let up 11 runs?
Yeah, like get him out of there. Stop embarrassing this fucking kid.
If it wasn't Alex Cora, I would have fired the manager on spot. I still probably would have.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. And then they did it again.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a joke. But, you know, the Rays losing McClanahan and, you know, Wander Franco being a pedophile, like, it hurts me.
Have you been on the podcast since? No. Do you want to speak to that? Yeah,
he's a pedophile.
What was he fucking a 14-year-old?
Get him off my team. He was dating a 14-year-old who claimed to be 18, and he just pretended.
Isn't he 18? I'm just trying to get clarification.
So the mother was pretty much pimping her out to him, apparently, or something. And then they asked for like a Mercedes Benz, and he said no. And then they fucking released
Of course, that's how it ends. So yeah,
like, how it ends. He claims like she said she was 18, and he just.
How old is Wander?
He's like 19.
He's like 20. That's why I'm kind of like, but like, I 14 year old.
Don't be a superstar. You could again be effing everywhere.
Yeah, he had braces, though. I don't know if that's a good look.
He could have been effing everywhere.
He could have been. Yeah, that shit must have been rocking.
She wasn't. Did you see it? You didn't see her pictures?
Oh, no. I was not talking about her. I was not talking about a 14-year-old girl. I was talking about his dick. It was rocking. It was everywhere. That's what I was saying.
He's got the biggest contract in race history. It's not like he's making peanuts.
Anton just so happened to be selling all his cards that the week before that news. Huge sell.
I sold like 6 or 7 up Wander autographs because I just have a ton of them. Now I'm still stuck with the other half that turned to zero, but
NFTs?
No, like baseball cards. Baseball cards.
What are you fucking 5?
I'm just drunk.
He's got a big baseball card collection.
You've known this for fucking how many years?
I died.
5. They're worth cash. That's worth cash money.
Cash, homie.
Wander Franco cards were worth a good chunk of change before he started banging 14-year-olds.
You know, they were like dating for like a year or two, I think.
Now they're
worth anything now.
No.
Nothing?
Like
you couldn't even give one away?
Maybe a pedophile wants to collect I had to go on the black market.
You think if there was a trading card of Jared from Subway, like it'd be like a lot of money?
With the pedophile, sure, maybe.
Yeah, we need to go find that pedophile ring and get into business with them.
They must be a Pedophiles Anonymous.
Oh boy, what, you know anything about that?
I don't know. That's not my thing. I do AA.
I don't know about that.
Shout out all the AA people.
Big shout out. The Rays season's over though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they don't win anything.
Why?
It's either gonna be the Braves. Or the Dodgers against the Astros. The Astros is going to end up beating everyone.
The Astros can hit the bloody piss out of the fucking ball.
God.
So it can't. The Braves.
And Texas falling apart. Like literally Padres falling apart. They're done.
Terrible.
They spend the most money in baseball. And Brian Nats the other day was hating on him. He's huge.
And he's overlooking the stadium. That's tough. It's tough for his real estate he's sitting on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that Padres team is... No, you have Soto, Tatis, and Machado sitting right there, and you can't do fucking shit.
And Bogey.
He sucks.
He's been great in the past years.
Usually, I mean, where's all the Pine Bloom hate now? I mean,
there's so much.
Why?
Because he's a loser.
Why? Because he didn't make a deal at the deadline because they suck?
Because he didn't have this team ready to go game one in the first place.
Look at all the young. I mean, this is a successful season if you're a Red Sox fan.
Fuck no.
Yeah, it is.
If you're a high market.
I'd say it is. This is about how the Pats season's going to end.
If you're a high market team in Major League Baseball and you settle for mediocrity,
The Red Sox are just mediocre.
We do have a good young core, but if you match the young core with fucking money, maybe you could have fucking made the playoffs this year. Justin Turner definitely played.
You could have never made the playoffs this year.
Oh, my God. If they paid people, oh, yes, you could have.
Oh, no, you couldn't have.
They were in the hunt all season long.
They were just little dangling. We had a carrot in front of you.
Exactly, but I'm telling you, if you had money, guys, they would have put you over the top, especially in the starting rotation.
Oh, yeah, work for the Padres,
especially in the starting rotation.
Work for the Yankees,
I'm not even talking about positional players. I'm talking about the starting pitching. They got Kelly Jansen. They finally got his closer. Chris Martin's been good in the setup role all season long.
That's a Heim Bloom find.
It's a Heim Bloom. That's what I'm saying. He did good on that, but he should have got some fucking starting pitching instead of getting these guys.
Now next year.
Who get hurt every 2 seconds. Garrett Whitlock, Tanner Houck, they were hurt all season long. Good pitchers, but they should be in the bullpen.
So now it's his fault that people are getting hurt?
No, he should just know who he has. He's an idiot. He's going to be fired. It's September 9th. He's fired by September 31st.
Cora's guy's gone a piece of him.
Shit. I do agree to
was
that
your milk
point.
Challenge that?
No, I'm not milk. Stay away from the milk here.
Adam is so scared of the milk.
He is petrified. I can't wait for Big to go on. He's petrified.
No, but
at least you get it. Well, it's still warm out.
I think Alex Cora deserves to be gone too. I think they should clean house. But I think at the end of the day.
I like it.
John, like, Henry's just a piece of shit. He doesn't even really care about the Red Sox.
He is the real problem.
Yeah, he's the problem. What, you just drool?
Was that mucus? That was a full
that was gross. Oh, Matthew, Anton, whatever that. Your name is. No way we're cutting that.
If you catch that.
Unless you talk about dead babies, we're not cutting shit.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, who died?
Exactly. I thought you were the Adam Schefter of telling people they died. That was a little inside joke. I'm sorry if you guys didn't get it.
But Nicole texted me, and I was like, "Who? I don't know another one."
You know, it's all right. We're good. Anything else on
you
the
need
road?
To check your sources.
No, I don't want to say the name, but one died. It was just an Irish guy.
Yeah. Check your sources before you drop info.
Before you text.
The source was, I mean, kind of true.
I was going to talk about UFC tonight, Adesanya versus Strickland. Should be a good bout.
What was all that little beef? What was the joke that Strickland was making about?
I don't know. I didn't read into it.
I don't know UFC.
Adesanya, I got him. That's my guy. Always has been.
Yankees are dead.
Style maker. Oh,
and if anyone cares,
style bender.
World Cup of basketball, whatever it is. Yeah, USA goes down to Germany. Daniel Tice, like 20 something points.
Daniel Schroeder absolutely shredded us.
Love it.
Yeah. Honestly, like the USA team is like, why can't they play for us? Why can't our fucking stars
play? To a point, if the stars don't play, I'm kind of rooting against like Team USA.
100%.
I'm rooting for the dogs.
Like, and I don't, you're going, whatever. But like USA soccer, like we're playing in the CONCACAF like a month ago.
Yeah, you're right. No one gives a shit.
We have a C team out there. Who made the USA think they're this good that we can play our C team? Like, get your asses on the fucking field. This is like the Euros of the America side. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Have some fucking, you know, country pride.
Well said.
Well said is right. Have some pride for your country.
Can we talk about the Portnoy review? I saw that was on the list of topics.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about that.
Lead the way with that. Lead the way.
I kind of want to try the pizza.
Yeah, no, I guess they've been selling out pizza every day.
I heard a conspiracy theory that this is conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
That Portnoy told him to do that. This is a conspiracy because he cut all those employees.
There's no way.
They needed to generate a big video.
No
I don't
way.
Believe it. I don't think so either.
There's
but
no
it's running around. That's out there.
That guy was such a piece of shit. There's no way he did that. Like,
acting. It worked out mutually for both.
He should be in fucking Hollywood if he acted like that.
Yeah, I mean, even Portnoy himself, like,
no, that was gold.
I can't see Portnoy doing it, but it was something that was brought up to me, and it did work out very well for both. I mean, somehow I would think people would be boycotting it.
I
wouldn't go there.
I think people were going to see how shitty the pizza is. I used to work down the street from there.
Didn't look that bad.
That place from the outside looks like a shit shack.
It looks like a pizza shop in Somerville.
But no, it looks like shit.
Every other fucking store.
No, it doesn't. There's a place, Mike's, that like great overtop, like great presentation. I'm telling you.
Looks like a pizza shop.
It looks like a shit show.
Should we join?
So Pizza Connection, fucking, that looks like a
beautiful spot.
No, Pizza Connection. So
you got a laundromat connection next door? Don't talk shit about pizza.
And a massage parlor.
Yeah, they do. I was waiting for him to say that.
I've been there. If you're connected to a massage parlor, you're a shit pizza place. And honestly, Pizza Connection has gone to shit.
It has gone to shit, but I still buy
it's gone to shit since that massage parlor came around. Yeah. So maybe they were focusing a little too much on other things. They were making a good fucking buffalo chicken pizza did.
You get free tugs?
Free? No. Never free.
Never free? No.
I wish.
No, you wish. Episode 137, kind of closing in on that. Another big shout out to Slight Edge Fitness and Performance. Craig Kelly doing big things out there. Pulling for you guys in the softball tournament here.
They're giving it another go? I mean, I've never seen a team take a beating more than them.
Who do you have winning it? Let's go over. We've all been to it. This is our third softball tournament.
I don't know the rosters.
I mean, I'm not making a pick. I'm not making a pick.
I'll make a pick. Do you have the same team as last year, minus Curran?
Plus a kid who's just as good.
Debatable.
Yeah, it's debatable. It's a good debate.
Curran's yeah. Tom Brady out yeah, there.
You know what? Rags.
I want Rags. Honestly. I'm biased. Obviously, I want Malachi's. I want to hold on to the trophy. I want two trophies this week. And I want to raise hell in Malachi's. But Rags is the story. Always is. Rags owns the tourney.
They're the bridesmaids.
I want to beat Rags in the championship and lick their tears.
How many at-bats are you going to have this week?
I might get in there.
At least you're honest about it.
It's a long day. A
I'll tell you one thing. I'm bringing out the moldy seersucker. I should have gotten it cleaned. I haven't gotten it cleaned. I'm bringing it out.
Get it clean. Get it clean.
I'm going to see.
Don't come near us.
Right, you're going to get people checking a dependable cleaners today. Yeah, if they can get it back to me by Saturday, I will get it cleaned. If not,
Mike, it doesn't take a week to get a suture cleaned. It takes a day.
Oh, this one will.
No, you take it to Dependable, get it done in there.
I'll go right after this.
We should get a sponsorship from Dependable.
You guys want to film me walking in there with it? Yeah. It'll probably be good content.
Should get a vlog going, a little softball vlog going. That'd be cool.
Of the day?
Of the day.
We should, yeah.
Yeah, as long as you can remember it this time.
We'll see how the day goes. I can't promise nothing. I do what I have to do to win the trophy.
You got
to
promise.
Are we starting later than usual?
I think like a little bit later, but not really. The weather pending too. We'll see if
We might get a shit day one.
Do we have a singer, a national anthem singer?
No, I didn't ask him this year.
I mean, the obvious choice is he's on this podcast.
Showtime.
Yeah, no, he can if he wants.
Showtime, bald eagle, shirt off. Hey, I mean, he's better. He'll be better than Todd.
Shout out, no offense. Shout out to the bald, the Free Jacks, Kyle. He threw out the first pitch last night at Fenway. With Milan Lucic.
What a squad.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were effing after that game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kyle Sekera.
Yeah.
He's on a ride.
Big time.
He's on a ride.
Well, think
right
about
now.
It. Everyone goes off and plays, and I think he's working a job around here now. So he's getting all the backlash fame, like the positive backlash fame. I love
What's
it.
What's he doing right now? Let's see. You think he's around for a beer?
I think definitely. I think most def.
I want to drink a beer the guy threw at the first pitch last night.
We should go rent a bus with him all day. Just drive around the bars.
They don't want a bachelor party tonight with the party bus. I might invite him.
Oh, there you go. Going anywhere special?
Encore.
Oh, there you go. Fuck yeah.
Boys in?
No. Is it with Matt?
No.
I'm not. Oh.
No, your brother.
No, it's with Oki.
Okay, nice. Big shout out.
So
there
actually,
go.
Don't come because he'll think you cursed this fucking bed tonight if you come.
All right. Well, episode 137 in the books. I don't know. I don't know about get curses.
He thinks I'm cursed.
Cursed?
He might be right.
Another big shout out to law offices of Patrick J. Foley. Keep doing what you do. Wouldn't be here without you. I'd be here in life, but I don't know. Good to have some connections.
We'd still be here. We ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Bad boys for life.
Tournament next
week.
Wrap it up. Next Saturday. Let's wrap it up. Let's have a day.
Malachi's.
Go Buffaloes.
In 7. Malachi's and stealing ass. Malachi's for life.